Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome to Nintendo Switchcraft. The following content is brought to you by Eric Smith, Orange Thunder, and Abigail 13. It is episode 609 of Nintendo Switchcraft. I hope that you guys have been having a great day. If you want to catch the show live, head on over to nerdnest.tv. That's our new home, nerdnest.tv, and you can catch the show live if you subscribe over there. What are we talking about on the show today? Well, we're going to talk about Distropolis. We've got a giveaway tomorrow for the game Distropolis. Nintendo has some Nintendo Switch Online rumors happening. We have new firmware. Mario is invading Tetris 99. Those stories, plus the Nintendo download and the mailbag. And I got to try and fit all of this into 30 minutes. So I've got no time to spare. Let's get started. Before we get to the news, I just want to mention that my first look for Distropolis on Nintendo Switch is going to come out tomorrow on the YouTube channel that you can find over at nerdnest.tv. And when you get there, tomorrow at 10 a.m., so Friday at 10 a.m., you will see a video, and embedded in that video are multiple codes for free copies of Distropolis. So watch the video, put the code in, and, profit. It's a really fun twin stick shooter. I think that you are going to like it a lot. I like it a lot. And it's also multiplayer. So you can get you and two other friends can sit down and shoot these little red blocks for fun. It's a really good game. All right, let's talk about the big rumor. And I want to make sure that everybody understands that this is, of course, a big rumor and should be taken with a block of salt, a giant block of salt, like the biggest block of salt. If you live in a snowy area, then you probably live near a place where they store lots of sand and lots of salt that they put on the roads, right? And as you drive by these buildings, you see these giant piles of sand and salt, and you think, it'd be kind of cool to sled down those. But then you realize that that's for the roads and stuff. That's how much salt I want you to take with this rumor, okay? It's a lot of salt that is needed, because this is basically speculation at this point. But here we go. The speculation is that Nintendo Switch Online, which just got a new update, and we'll talk about that new update in just a minute. Nintendo Switch Online got, or is possibly getting Game Boy games soon. Now, we don't know when. Nintendo just updated Nintendo Switch firmware. They updated Nintendo Switch Online a little bit. I believe the NES version got a number update to bring it in line. There was an update, but there were no changes. And so we're not sure what that update was. Everything looks the same, but it might be in order to prep for the upcoming possibility of Game Boy games. Now, I tweeted out and I said, hey, everybody, with these rumors of Game Boy games on their way to the Nintendo Switch, which Game Boy games do you want to come to the Switch as a virtual console kind of thing? Although, just reminder that there is no virtual console on the Switch. It's more the Netflix style, where you pay your subscription And in addition to online stuff, you have access to all of the games, which is funny. There's a lot of people who really would prefer to have a virtual console where they buy their individual games. But back in like the Wii era and the Wii U era, people were asking for a subscription for a long time. And I guess it just shows that you can't please everybody, because there's a lot of people who don't like the subscription method. It's $20 a year. I think it's fairly cheap, and it's definitely worth doing if you like old retro games, especially if this also happens. So I said, let's ignore the obvious Pokemon, because Pokemon is the 900-pound Pikachu when it comes to Game Boy games. So which games do you want on the Nintendo Switch for Game Boy games? And I had a whole bunch of people reply. Craig, who is a very good friend of mine, replied. He said Wario Land. Kodiak Moonwolf, who is our mega mod on our Discord channel, he said, starts typing Pokemon and then reads the whole tweet. He says the OG Mario is on the Game Boy. That's right. Sorry, excuse me. Fisto says Mario Land 2, Wario Land sequels, and if GBA is there, then Zelda Minish Cap, Metroid Fusion, and Advance Wars. I guess this begs the question, do you guys think that we will have GBA games in addition to the Game Boy games, or do you think Nintendo is going to continue to do it in waves? And by the way, I'm doing this show live on the YouTube channel, so if you are here in chat, please feel free to let me know what Game Boy games you want on the Nintendo Switch. All right. Moving on. Fisto also says Donkey Kong 94. Jessica Schnargle says, I will not ignore the obvious. Give me all of the Pokemon games, please. Matt Squatch wants Super Mario Land 1, 2, and 3 for sure. Ross Stevenson is asking for Wario Lands. You know what's weird? I never played one of those games. The only Wario Land game I played was Wario Land Shake It on the Wii. There was a video rental place down the street from my house that was going out of business. And it was going out of business, so they were selling everything really cheap. And so we went down there and we bought Wario Land. And we brought it home and it loaded up and I was able to play a couple of levels, but then it must have been scratched or something because it would not load again after that, which was really disappointing. And I couldn't return it because it was from this, this video place that was going out of business. Tom from the Power Time podcast. I don't know if he's still doing that podcast. It was a great podcast when I was listening to it forever ago, but he would basically go through old issues of Nintendo Power and do a podcast about it. So Tom, if you are listening, let me know if you're still doing that show. Let's see. He said Mole Mania. Now, I have never heard of Mole Mania. And, there are a lot of Game Boy games that I've never heard of. And I love seeing this stuff. Mole Mania. That's funny. I like the art style of it. Will Coburn says Donkey Kong Land series, Link's Awakening, Game Boy Wars would be cool. We'll do like three more. Sean Capri said Super Mario Land 2. Josh said Castlevania games, all of the Castlevania games. And we'll do one more. Switch RPG tweeted at me. They said Final Fantasy Adventure. I lied. I'm going to do one more after that. Too Wild 2 said Revelations the Demon Slayer. I don't know anything about this. It looks like a Final Fantasy style game, but like drawn by somebody younger who is less experienced an artist than the artists for Final Fantasy. Going to the live chat real quick. Ark in chat says, knowing Nintendo, we will get Game Boy. I like this. He says, we'll get Game Boy. Then we'll get Game Boy Color. Then we'll get GBA. That's too funny. Let's see. Michael says they're going to pull a Switch on us and give us Game Boy games, not Game Boy Color, and fool us all. Still, there are some gems in there. He also says Brick Beater Tetris. I cannot believe that people didn't say Tetris and motocross. And I think that overall, there's a lot of Game Boy games that a lot of people missed out on, and it would be really cool. Just keep in mind that even if this does happen, these are games that will only happen if Nintendo can get the rights. So all of those movie tie-in games that came to Game Boy, those aren't coming. There's no way that we're going to be getting that kind of stuff. So I do want to make sure that everybody understands Big Block of Salt comes with this rumor. It's just a rumor. But I really do hope that it happens. And I also hope that we get the GBA and the Game Boy Color and the N64 and all of that stuff. It would be really cool to have the Switch be this melting pot of Nintendo consoles. So the other day, I got a message on Discord, and people were like, "Hey, Bill, the Nintendo Switch has its firmware updated." And I was like, "Oh, cool, what can you do?" And they were like, "You can send pictures to your phone." So this is a very cool thing, and Nintendo decided to do it in the most kludgy way that they could possibly do. What I assumed would happen is that I would grab my phone, and I would open up the Nintendo Switch Online app. Nintendo has a Nintendo Switch Online app on iOS and Android. You can use it for games like Smash Brothers, Splatoon, and Animal Crossing to do things nobody really uses it, which is too bad. But I assumed that what we would be able to do is hit a button on our Nintendo Switch and send that image to our phone through that app. But what they did instead is this really weird way of going about it. The way that they decided to do it is you go to share it, and it's like, point your phone at this QR code. And as somebody who has a lot of smart devices in their house, I've done this a million times where you take your phone and you connect it to this little Wi-Fi point. It's not really providing any internet. It's just making a way for you to connect your phone to that device so that you can tell that device that doesn't have a screen or a keyboard or anything like that, so that you can tell it, how do you connect to my Wi-Fi? So like if you've got like a smart light bulb, you connect it to your phone, and then you use your phone to tell that light bulb, this is my Wi-Fi, this is the password, go ahead and connect. Hopefully that makes sense. And that's basically what Nintendo is doing. You take your Nintendo Switch, you scan a QR code, it pops up a thing, you tap that thing that pops up, and then it connects your phone to the Wi-Fi hotspot that is your Nintendo Switch. And then another QR code pops up on the Switch when that happens. You scan that, and it brings up the images that you're sharing. And then you can save those images to your camera roll. Like I said, it's very, very kludgy. What would be a much better way is for me to take my Nintendo Switch, tag a bunch of pictures, send them to my account, then just open up my account on my phone and be able to access them that way. I think that would be much better. I'm going to play devil's advocate here for just a second and point out that one of the reasons that they probably do this is because you can't always guarantee that you're in a place that has access to Wi-Fi. So now you can transfer your screenshot to any phone, whether or not your Nintendo Switch is connected to the internet. And I'm going to keep playing devil's advocate. Somebody might say, well, hold on a sec, Bill. If that's the case, then couldn't you just connect your Nintendo Switch to your phone via like Wi-Fi sharing and then be able to upload your pictures that way? Yes, if you have that kind of plan. I don't know what it's like where you guys live, but where I live, if you want to be able to tether things to your phone, which I do all the time with my iPad, you have to pay extra for that. And that's just the way it is with ISPs here in the U.S. As much as I'm giving Nintendo a hard time about their way of doing this, I feel like what I need to say is, good God, it is 1,000 times better than it was before. Because before, you had to, like, if you wanted to just save a picture and not tweet it out, the only way for you to really do it was to make another Twitter account, like a secret Twitter account. So you make the secret Twitter account, and then you tweet it out, and then you go to that Twitter account, and you save that image, and then you delete that tweet, which was a stupid way of doing it. So they got a little bit better. Maybe they can continue to improve. What are some other things that are in the 11.0.0 revisions? You can now access all Nintendo Switch online services from this little red button down on the bottom left, just to the left of the news stuff, which is pretty cool. excuse me. There's also a new feature which will automatically download your backup save data that was added to the save data cloud. Now, the reason that they're doing this is to improve what it's like when you're using multiple Nintendo Switches. This is huge. If you are somebody who has, like, a Nintendo Switch, a Nintendo Switch, like, traditional one, and you have a Switch Lite, and maybe you just take the Switch Lite with you and you leave the regular Switch docked, being able to transfer those saves back and forth very, very easy and seamlessly is a very, very important thing to have. And I'm going to take a hard left into Rumorville here and say, could this be because next year we're getting a Switch Pro that never goes anywhere? Think about it for a second. And again, I'm not saying this is happening. I'm just conjecture, because conjecture is fun. I like to prognosticate about things. That's why I'm a podcaster. What if next year they have a Switch Pro that is only docked, that does not have a screen and detachable Joy-Cons, right? It comes with a Pro controller, and it is always hooked up to your TV. But when you play that, you play those games, and it uploads those saves to the cloud, always connected to the internet. You grab your Switch Lite, it grabs those saves, and then the next time you play, you're playing portably, and then you connect to the internet, you upload your save, you come home, you sit down, Pro Switch. I think that sounds pretty compelling. It's probably not going to happen. It's probably not going to happen. They also have a new trending feature added to the user page. It says users can check what software their friends are playing or have started playing recently. Information will not be displayed for friends who have their online status set to display no one. Users can also now transfer screenshots. I already talked about that. Users can now select what downloads to prioritize when there are multiple downloads in progress. This is really cool. I remember when they brought out the new longer battery life Nintendo Switch that had the lower power chips that didn't use up as much battery. They were really good at it. I think it basically doubled the length of time that you could play a Nintendo Switch undocked, which is awesome. Anyway, I remember when I bought that and I had to re-download everything. There's a bunch of stuff that's not on my Nintendo Switch, even though I have a giant SD card in it. There's a bunch of stuff that's not on my Nintendo Switch because I was just like, I don't feel like downloading this right now. And so this thing where you're downloading a whole bunch of games at once, that'd be really cool if I could say, make sure you download this one first because this is the one that I want to play the most. Okay. And then they also added in a bunch of new icons, which I don't really care about. I think I've had the same icon since forever. But what do you guys think of the new firmware update for Nintendo Switch? Do you think it's awesome? Do you think it's lame? Do you not care? Let me know. I'm at RunJumpStomp on Twitter. Okay, you guys know how much I love Tetris 99. It is the greatest Tetris game ever. It's so fun, and every time that they have a crossover with some other game, I hop in for the weekend, I get my 100 points, I earn the new theme, and then I don't play it again until the next theme comes out. And that's because I played this game like crazy when it first came out. Such a great game. If you never played Tetris 99... it's Tetris Battle Royale. It's really, really good. It's incredibly responsive controls, really great layout of everything. It's the best Tetris game. There's going to be people who say the Tetris experience or whatever that's on PSVR or something is better. Sure, maybe. But I don't think so. I think you're wrong about that. Anyway, why am I talking about that? I'm talking about it because Nintendo tweeted this out. Celebrate Super Mario's 35th anniversary with the 18th Tetris 99 Maximus Cup. This time, it's a Super Mario All-Stars Edition event. I'm just going to pause for a sec and say, I loved Super Mario All-Stars, the 2D version, back in the day on my Super Nintendo. It had Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers, The Lost Levels, Super Mario Brothers 2, and Super Mario Brothers 3, and then the version that I had also had Super Mario World on there, and all of those first four games, they were all updated to look even better than their 8-bit version, and that's probably the game, or the versions of the Mario games that I played the most. When I had my Nintendo, my old school Nintendo Entertainment System, I focused a lot on Zelda. My friends and I played Double Dribble all the time. And even though I really liked the Mario games, we didn't play those as much because they weren't really good multiplayer games. I really, really liked playing games like Pro Wrestling on my NES. But on the Super Nintendo, I kind of dove deeper into those Super Mario Brothers games on my Super Nintendo with that All-Stars. So I have a lot of nostalgia for this particular game, and I can't wait to play this. So when is it happening? Well, you can check out the sneak peek of the theme as you get ready to battle it out on Thursday, December 3rd. That's today, 11 p.m. Pacific time. So 11 p.m. Pacific time, that's really late. So it's actually going to, for me, it's going to start tomorrow. And how does this work? For those of you who've not played it before, how does it work? It works like this. You play Tetris 99. The higher you place, the more points you get. You have to earn 100 points. Once you earn 100 points, you unlock that theme and you can use it whenever you want. And you get to play using that theme while you're trying to unlock the 100 points. If you come in last place, I think you get 2 points. So the most possible games that you would have to play is 50. You're not going to have to play 50 games. You're going to do better than that. I believe in you. You should believe in you too. Anyway, Tetris 99 this weekend. I am going to try and get in there and play it. All right. Real quick, this is a really good deal. There is a Nintendo Switch Pro controller that is bundled. Oh, okay. Well, this deal has expired, so I guess I can't tell you about it. It just popped up that it expired. I meant to tell you about it, but I was at work all day. Anyway, it was $70 for a Switch Pro controller and a digital copy of Super Mario Odyssey, which is a ridiculously good game and a stupid good deal. Well, that's not happening anymore, so I apologize. All right, Nintendo puts this out every week. They call it the Nintendo Download. They tell us about the games that are coming out. I'm going to tell you about a couple of games real quick. Fitness Boxing 2, Rhythm and Exercise, comes out December 4th. Fire Emblem, Shadow Dragon, and the Blade of Light. This game comes out December 4th. You can only buy this game between now and March 31st. I don't know why you're doing this, Nintendo. It's dumb. Immortals Fenyx Rising is coming to the Nintendo Switch today. That game is like Assassin's Creed, but friendly for kids. That's how I would describe that game. Taiko no Tatsujin Rhythmic Adventure Pack is coming out. Oh, gosh, it doesn't say when. It doesn't say when it's coming out on the Nintendo download. If you're like, what the hell is Taiko no Tatsujin? It is this weird game where you play a special drum. You can play it without the special drum, but you can get like this special drum and you could play it. And like you hit the drum and you hit the side of the drum or the top of the drum, and that's different inputs. Sounds crazy. I've never played it. If you've never listened to 143 Pixels, I had someone on, and I can't remember who it was now off the top of my head, and they talked about their experience playing Taiko no Tatsujin. So if you're like, what kind of game is that? Check out 143 Pixels at 143pixels.com. My brain is just mixing too many things up. Fogs, which is a pair of, well, not really a pair. You're a dog with two heads. So basically you've got a head at one end and a head at the other end. And each player is controlling one of the two heads of the dog. And they say it's a puzzle-filled adventure. You're linked by a stretchy belly and you need to bark, bite, and bounce your way through obstacles. You can play it co-op or single player. And then John Wick Hex is also a game that they're pointing out on the Nintendo download. Well, everybody, that's going to have to be it for this episode of Nintendo Switchcraft. If you want to do me a huge favor and support Nintendo Switchcraft, then all you got to do is head on over to runjumpstomp.com. You can click on the Patreon, and once you're there, you can see all of the ways that you can support the show. Usually at this point, I list off the people who are producers, and that would be people like John Eisenmenger, Bowser, Travis McGuire, The Sean, and Abigail 13. Thank you, everybody, for the support, for listening to the show, for being here for the live show on our YouTube channel. I do appreciate it. I'm out of here, and I will see you guys next week for Nintendo Switchcraft. Bye, everyone.